All right, let's go ahead and put that beat on them one time. Brothers, help me say. Come on. Let me easy. I'm going to live forever. Are you going to live forever? Woo, glory be to God. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Let's Talk Jesus. We are live here in the Now Network studio. God bless you all. Had a couple of technical difficulties with our in-studio, but we're still live, and this broadcast will go forward. But continue to pray for us as we continue to pray for you. Yes, this forum is to discuss and to discover Jesus as the source of our entire lives. Yes, we have a mixed panel of opinions that we'll all share. Jesus with you tonight through our testimonies that we are here to make more disciples. No matter who you are, no matter how sinful you might feel, no matter how broken you are, I want to tell you right now, Jesus loves you. Jesus wants you, and Jesus wants to transform your life right now. It doesn't matter if you're mainstream, what they call a mainstream sinner or a reject sinner or a terminal sinner, Jesus can still forgive your sins and heal all, not some, but all of your wounds, and then change your whole perception of who he is and how he could change your life and change your direction. Say, I want to change my direction tonight. See, the righteous and the healthy people that's calling us so-called Christians, we are those that go to the next level to follow Jesus. Follow Jesus not just daily, but every 0 to 5 seconds. We are training ourselves to push one another to share this love with him. I tell you, I share this every week. The moment I met him, it was immediately I was given a privilege to tell you. And then as soon as you got to me, you were immediately given the privilege to tell him, no, not to get rich, not to grow, not to do anything, but tell someone else about Jesus. Let's talk Jesus tonight. Our subject, our topic is loving like Jesus. I want to say that again, loving like Jesus. I could take this whole broadcast just myself. I was doing studying. I got to writing, and the Lord has given me a dynamic word. This may be next month's series on pressing over the hump, loving like Jesus. But I just want to share a couple of things, a couple of pointers as we get ready to open up our lines. I know we have our covenant partners online tonight. Go ahead and dial one. Get yourself positioned up into the queue. I get you ready. Minister Michelle, I saw you here 10 minutes before the broadcast began. So I know you are already in worship with me and ready to go. But as we go forward, I want to say this again. Regardless of who we are or regardless of what we've done, or regardless of what you're doing right now, Jesus loves you. The Bible says that he died for us while we were still sinners. Not he died for us while we were saved. No, he died for us while we were still in our mess, Romans 5 and 8. There's nothing we can do or not do to make him love us more or less. God loves you. God loves me. It's God's nature to love, because God is love. That's what you call unconditional love that God has for me and you. It isn't easy for our human nature to comprehend this unconditional love. I know we preach on it. We talk about it. We have courses and everything else. But this unconditional love that comes from God is an act of generosity. It should, and most of us, as we're growing, it should motivate us to love him back with a grateful heart of worship. Because if you look at the definition of unconditional love, it is caring about someone without limitations, loving without condition, and doing something to make someone happy without any thought of what you may receive on your own. See, this type of love is rare. That's why it comes from God. It's uncommon to receive kindness without strings attached. This kind of love includes risk and a willingness to fail as we give ourselves over to humility. Some may even say unto vulnerability. It's putting our own needs and pride behind us and doing what is best for someone else, regardless of how we feel, regardless of how it makes sense, regardless to what the world says that you're crazy for doing that. Why would you? Why? No, we, regardless of any of the sense realm, we do what God calls us to do. And it requires staying close to that person. See, we can't just love someone from far off. You have to stay in their face with this love, not judging or punishing, but loving without condition. Oh, we're still talking about unconditional love, loving like Jesus. See, this type of love has power to heal wounds. It brings us closer together. It creates new relationships. And watch this, beyond what you could ever think or imagine. But unconditional love for me and you tonight, it requires we love God first. I cannot love you my way and then call God in. I cannot do things and using the word love, because if God is love, that means he has whole ownership over love. And when we look at it as a requirement, remember, it's your reasonable service to love the Lord. It's your reasonable service to present yourself as a living sacrifice. It is your reasonable service to be holy and acceptable unto God. See, only God can provide us the strength and the ability to give that same love to someone else. We talk about this on Fridays, 52 Weeks of Love. If you don't know how God loved you, how can you ever love someone else back? See, God's love is unconditional. And nothing changes. His love is for you. His love is for me. It is what we call an impressive truth. Woo, glory. And when you love this way, when I love this way, it gives us a certain amount of power that we must not take for granted. It means that we are obligated to tell people the truth with gentle, kind communication, without judgment, and staying by them to see them to the other side. Oh, glory be to God. My mentor told me a long time ago, loving you is loving you until you make it. Not loving you and saying, go do your thing. No, loving you until you make it. And loving you until I can release you, not by the love of me, but by the love of God. See, that's unconditional love. It doesn't change. There aren't any untruths to that. And we draw power from this type of love, because remember, when you love God's way, when you love as Jesus loved, you love people authentically. And you tell people with that same gentle, kind communication. And then watch this. Pulling them up. Remember, I say God elevates you so you can now what? Pull somebody else up and elevate them. We have the responsibility. You ought to raise your hand tonight and say, if I will really talk Jesus, if I will really love, be loving, not just love, loving like Jesus, I have to raise my hand tonight and say, I have a responsibility to express God's love daily into the lives of others. And then watch this. There's benefits. Ooh, somebody ought to write this down, because there's benefits of loving others. It includes genuine connections. Some of us are starting to love each other as God loved us. We have genuine connections. We see personal transformations. And then we're empowering others to step out your comfort zone and make a difference with that same love. Remember, when you have the love of God, when you have the loving relationship with God to love others as he loved us, it's genuine, intentional love for you. And that's what I have for you tonight. And without going into depth, because I really want to give everyone an opportunity to get in this conversation tonight, but I want to just share five powerful ways to love like Jesus. You ready? Get your pencils. Come on. Somebody need to make a journal tonight. This is your new journal. As a matter, thank you, Holy Spirit. That is our series for the month of April, Loving Like Jesus. So you hear these principles again. But tonight, look, number one, powerful, not just loving, powerful ways to loving like Jesus is number one, forgiveness. And you better understand tonight, forgiveness is a choice, not a feeling. And it takes time. It takes prayer. And I say this all the time. The hardest person to forgive, number one, is yourself, is me. when the wrongs we've committed, when the bad decisions we made, when we know we were not accountable, when we know we coulda, woulda, shoulda, that's when Jesus comes in and forgave each and every one of us. Because after we ask him, he forgives us of every sin. We need then to forgive ourselves. Ephesians 4:32, it says, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you. Number one, forgiving. Number two, sacrifice. It's going to cost you something. So you have to put your own needs to the side, your own desires and your own wants and your own focuses, not on yourself, but on other people's needs and wants, loving like Jesus. It can be as simple. I said this before. Let someone go before you. Choosing not to argue. Choosing not to speak a negative word. Choosing to spend time with people. See, those are sacrifices. And it requires. Sacrifice is not something we do grudgingly. It requires positivity. It requires an obedient heart. What I say, an obedient heart, because it says, we always go to Romans 12:2, but in 12:1, it says, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. This is your reasonable service. Number one, forgive. Number two, sacrifice. Number three, you got to pray. Somebody out here ought to know, if you're going to be a follower of Jesus, you better do what he did most. Pray. See, praying is that praying for people. Let me throw that in there. But praying for people, and that's all our prayer should be, is an act of unconditional love. Especially when, watch it. Oh, I'm going to get you on this one. Especially when I pray for my enemies. It allows me to lift others up to God in a positive manner. Asking God to bless people, to work in their hearts, to increase their relationship with him, to make their plan, his plan and his purpose clear to them. Matthew 5:44 and 45 says, but I say, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you. In that way, you will be acting as true children of your Father in heaven. For he gives his sunlight to both the evil and the good, and he sends rain on the just and the unjust alike. You got to pray, but you got to pray for somebody. Number four, tell somebody about God. This walk, this life, is not a secret club. It must be exposed. It is time for each and every one of us to tell somebody about the goodness of God and that he's not a secret, but to go and tell the world about Jesus. It's not always going to be easy. It's not going to always be a perfect time, a place, or a convenience, but we must press when we're uncomfortable. We must press when we're not accepted. It's about sharing the message of hope, not trying to hold on to the message of hope. That's my purpose, reaching souls for the kingdom of God. Mark 16:15, he said to everyone, go into the entire world and preach the gospel to all creations. Tell somebody about him. If you love him, if you're going to talk about him, tell somebody. Number five, be humble. Because watch this. When you forgive, when you sacrifice, when you pray, and when you start telling about, you become humble. It's an opinion of myself that I live humble. I take on the burden, because it's a burden. The flesh does not want to submit. I take on the burden as a reasonable service. To live humble and have an opinion of myself, it takes it off my mind. I'm not first, I'm last. See, it's about positioning. Humility teaches me, I'm talking to me right now in this one, it teaches me that God created me for his purpose and not my own. It makes me a peacemaker. Ooh! It makes me recognize every purpose, every person has a purpose and a need to be treated with dignity and respect. See, being humble requires saying no to sinful behavior and know to the responses of my own attitude. That means be Christ-like. It's an attitude. It's an attitude. We never can realize the true impact that we can have on this world when it's not my will, but His will being done. God knows what's best, and we have to be obedient to living out His word. When? Thank you, Pastor Dwayne. When? Now. I can never give too much. I can never love too much. I can never care too much. And I ask God daily, what can I do to be found more pleasing, more acceptable, and more trustworthy in His sight? That it's not my love, but it is His unconditional love. Unconditional love. Oh, yes, forgiving, sacrificing, praying, telling somebody, and being humble. And love, above all things, helps others know that despite of any discouragement, any wrong feelings, anything you've done, that God cares for you. Come on, let's talk Jesus tonight. I want to open up the lines. I want to bring the team in, and I want to discuss this. Let's talk Jesus, but let's love like Jesus. Minister Michelle, you number one. I'm going to throw everybody else under the bus. But good evening, woman of God. God bless you for being so committed, even in the midst of your sickness. I want to pray for you right now. That because of your willingness to dial those 7 digits, well, it's 10 now, them 10 digits, and to be available to tell somebody about the love, you know you're healed by your faith. You know you're healed by the testimony. You know you're healed by the love of God that's moving by our agreement together right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Walk in it, talk in it, and now just be it in Jesus' name. Woo, glory.
Amen. Amen. I receive it by faith. Thank you, man of God. Well, you know what? Your 5 points were just that on point. I really can't go behind you and say anything about it because you got them exactly how it should be. The only thing I would add to any of that, this is my 5 cents, is that the first thing we need to do to love like Jesus is that we must know God to even love like Jesus. Because, you know, 1 John 4:8 says, whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. So do we even know God? You know, when we were growing up, our parents would always say, now, don't you go outside these walls acting up, because when you leave out of here, you represent me. You can act up in here all you want to, but when you leave out of here, you represent me. So the same thing is true for God. If we say we know God and we're of God and we're children of God, then we leave out of our four walls. We should represent God in our actions. Do our actions say that we belong to God? That's how we can love like Jesus. And we know that God love is that agape love. It's that ultimate love. It's that highest form of love. It's the sacrificial, it's everlasting, you know, and God love does so many things, you know. You said it earlier, too. I believe you said his love heals, and we know that his love does heal. But are we healing our brothers and sisters with our words and with our actions? Do our words heal our brothers and sisters, or do we build them? Do we tear them down with our words and our actions, or do we build them up with our words and actions? You know, so we got to do like a checkup from the neck up, you know, if we really are loving like Jesus. Just simple things, like you said, if we're on the freeway and somebody want to get over, what would Jesus do? Are we going to let them over? Or are we going to say, you should have been paying attention. You can't get over in front of me.
I got there first.
Right. Just little things like that, because you think, oh, big things, but it could be just the smallest things, you know, when you loving like Jesus. You know, it's as simple as that. Or, you know, are you going to help somebody cross the street? Just the smallest little things that you don't even think of. Are you rolling your eyes at somebody? You have a bad attitude. How are you greeting people? How are you representing God? Are you loving like Jesus? Just in your daily actions, in your daily walk. So that's what I just wanted to add to that, because we know that God love is just so many things. It restores, it redeems, it renews, it transforms, and it sets the captive free. You know, and one thing about that, we know that 2 Corinthians 3:17 says, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, there is freedom. But sometimes people are already free, but we are ones that don't allow them to be free in our actions, the way we treat them. Remember you did this.
You finna
remember
preach.
You did that.
You finna preach.
Amen. Amen. You know, so that's another way we have to love like Jesus. Jesus forgives us, and who are we to try to hold on to anything by anybody's life? If we don't forgive, we cannot be forgiven. We are not God. If God forgave, that's it. That settles it. There's nothing else to discuss. Let people have their freedom in Christ the way that Christ has allowed us to have our freedom. And that's my 5 cents on tonight. Praise God.
That is dynamic, because really we destroy people.
Yes, we do.
For our own selfish reasons and wanting to hold people back. I'm very transparent on this network, and I've seen it firsthand in churches. Churches will hold you back because they don't want to lose your tithes or lose that money or lose that leadership that they have under them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really are making disciples, you're pushing people out.
That's true.
Y'all know me. I'm a kick-out ministry. You'll hang around me for a little while, but you got to go sooner or later, because it's time for you to go do what God called you to do. We're going to still part. We still hang. We still shoulder to shoulder, ride or die and all that. But what God called for you is for you. Now, there are some people that are servants to serve in ministries, but not by bondage, by their own choice. No, this is what I've been called to do.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
I got it.
I know I'm supposed to support this ministry. I know I'm not going nowhere, and I know I'm going to be here till the wheels fall off. But 60% of us have been called to go to other levels, but there's churches that will hold you back.
And sometimes we hold ourselves
You said
back
something.
Out of fear.
Come on now. I want to break that bondage tonight. Stop holding yourself back. Forgive. That's why I started out. The first person to forgive is yourself.
You sure did, Pastor.
Everything
Amen.
I didn't accomplish, everything I didn't do, I used to blame myself for it subconsciously until I got free. And now I know I can do all things. If he wanted me to be president right now of the United States with the past record, with the Prop 47, where they're taking it off, but they can still find it. If God wanted me to be president of the United States, I believe today I could do it God wanted.
Amen. Praise God.
How many things?
All things.
Yep.
Yes. And amen. Praise God.
But you know, before I bring somebody else, I want to say something, because you said something dynamic.
Uh-huh.
The words that we speak. I was talking to a member of mine today, and we were talking about attitudes and doing bad in school, the children and stuff like that. And the Lord just said to me, you know, a lot of times, because believe it or not, whether the kids are bad or good, they still look to please mommy or daddy.
That's true.
And if every word we say to them is a disapprovement, even though we know they're doing wrong, but if we speak the word negativity, don't you think that might be against that kid to think they can do it?
Yeah.
When it even go to another level to make that kid give up, because I make my teacher happy, but I can never make the parent, mommy or daddy, happy.
Oh, absolutely.
If we change the words,
exactly.
If we change the words we speak, even when we know they're wrong, still speak a good word, you might get a new reaction out of that person. I mean, I'm going to take it level to another level, Mr. Michelle, not just children, but everybody, your mate, your friends. If even when someone does wrong, you say, you know what? Now that you know that's not right, but I believe we can get over this thing. I believe in you so strongly that I know that's the last time you ever do it. Do you know the words we speak can change people's perception on themselves?
You preaching and teaching?
Well, you know, we do that all the time. I try to slip them in subliminally. I can't even get the word out. I try to get them those 5-minute messages.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, come on, teacher, subliminally. Yes. But when you said that, it just rung in my spirit, you know, wow. That's confirmation, because a healthy word can heal a crooked mind. A healthy word can change a negative attitude.
Absolutely. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Amen.
Woo! It ain't no in between. Anybody else want to get in this discussion? I see nobody else is dialing one. Y'all scared tonight? I will throw you under the bus. But I know Minister Terry knew I was coming to her next. Can we be loving like Jesus? Minister Terry? You probably got yourself on mute, sis.
Hello.
Hey, there you
good
go.
Evening.
Welcome
hey,
to
sister.
Let's Talk Jesus.
You know, I got these earbuds. They probably wasn't all the way in that song. Let's Talk Jesus, loving like Jesus, my God. Good evening, family. I tell you, I love you guys. Ooh, I love you guys. Ooh, I tell you. Ooh, loving like Jesus. Pastor, you hit it on the nose. The first thing we have to do is forgive. Forgive. Jesus.
And you know, I should have made six. I should have started with forgiveness, and you got to end with forgiveness. Forgiveness
yes,
has to be like, it has to be a mandatory step in life.
Mandatory. It
takes
is
a lot
mandatory.
Of work.
I know. I was, when you were saying that forgiveness, it took me to Luke 23:34. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And so if he can forgive, we have to forgive. They don't know what they're doing. And you know what, Pastor E, Minister Michelle, my beautiful sister, when we tell people
yes.
I love you, that's an opportunity to talk about Jesus because they look at me
I don't love you. I'm not beautiful, brother.
Oh, you my beautiful brother. You know I put that on there, my beautiful brother, my beautiful family. You know I love you.
Yeah.
No, I know. I'm just messing with you tonight.
But you know, when you tell people you love them, they look at you strange. No, I'm not loving you in my flesh. I'm loving you through my spirit. But that's an opportunity to tell them about Jesus and tell them that, like 1 John 4:16, God is love. And you know, love is universal. Love covers a multitude of sins.
Ooh, Jesus.
Ooh, thank you, Lord, for his love. You know, ooh, the power of love. The power of love can change, ooh, change your inner spirit. Just make you love one another, like you said, unconditional love. That comes from God, unconditional love, where you don't remember no more, you forgive. And then you know what? It helps you. You be at peace within yourself. Once you forgive anybody of anything, you are at peace. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Oh, Lord. This is a good offer. Ooh, Jesus. Loving like Jesus, I tell you.
Girl,
you
are,
you know,
so rich in the word. I can't, every time I hear you now, I'm like, this word just be pouring out of you like a flowing river.
Glory to God, because I'm listening to you guys, and I was like, oh, I had to get more into the word because I'm listening to you guys, and I have to get this word too because, I get so much out of it. Just fills my spirit, and I want to share it. I want to share all I know and learn more so I can share with more. You know, the word. We cannot live without it. I tell you, thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus.
Glory
be
to God.
God bless
Hallelujah.
You guys. I love you guys. God bless you. Ooh,
you impress me every day, Minister Terry.
Oh, glory to God. I tell you, it ain't me.
Have I ever told you, I know you probably heard this, but I'm going to say it again. Do you know you minister to me?
Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
They call me Pastor E. And you minister to me. They might could call you Pastor Terry. Get out of here.
All right, praise God. You know what? You got every night on the Now What Network, every night there's a word coming through God, through his word, to minister to all of us. I enjoy it. You know, Pastor, I don't like missing those shows. If I have to work, I want to get on and hear his word. So praise God. I tell you, family. I love you guys. I love and appreciate
you. We love you too. We are loving like Jesus.
Yes, amen. Unconditional love. God bless you all.
Amen. Anybody else? Go ahead and dial one. I'm going to bring in our 52 weeks of love. Here's the love doctor. Love doctor, evangelist Virginia Valentine, our host of 52 weeks of love here on the Now Network. Come on, can we do some loving like Jesus?
Of course we can. Of course we can. Hallelujah.
Do you think I didn't expect anything else?
Of course we can. Good afternoon to you all tonight.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Valentine, love you.
How's everyone tonight? How's everyone doing?
I'm loving.
Awesome, awesome.
Love you.
I love you too. And to you, Minister Terry.
I love you. Beautiful woman, I love you, and I love our Fridays. God bless you, and
I love you too, my sister.
Amen.
Oh, it's an awesome topic tonight. Yes.
Awesome. You know what, though? The other day, I think it was Saturday or Sunday, one of my neighbors, she asked me, what did amen mean? And what did hallelujah mean? So, you know, that was an opportunity. Ooh, Jesus.
Woo!
Glory to God. Glory to God. I had to share it, you know. Ooh, and I tell you.
No, that's good.
Vengeance.
That's good.
Vengeance,
yes.
Valentine.
Yes.
I tell you, listening
yes.
to you, Minister Michelle, Pastor E, Minister Sir Ryan, Pastor Dwayne, the family, just listen to you all
yes.
on the network. You know, you have to share the gospel. And I tell you,
you
after
to.
You get off 52 weeks of love, whoo, I feel good. Whoo, thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Well, God
oh.
get the glory. Amen.
Yes, amen. God bless you and love you.
I love you, too.
Go ahead, Evangelist.
Yes, Lord. Oh, I'm listening at you all, and oh, I say, loving the way Jesus loved. I can't do
yes.
nothing else. I can't do nothing else but love the way Jesus loved. I cannot do anything else except loving the way Jesus loved. Walk the way
Come
he
on
walked.
Now.
Talk the way he talked. Oh, Jesus, Lord, I look at this word love. Love is the greatest thing in the world. Love is the greatest thing in the world. That's in 1 Corinthians 13, 13. And this is the love chapter. 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7. This is the love chapter. And the Apostle Paul tells us that if we do not love, we are like a sounding cymbal. And I would say a noise, a wagon going nowhere. An empty wagon going nowhere. Without love, we can profit nothing. Without love, we can do nothing. The Apostle Paul said we like an empty wagon going nowhere. We must love and love like Jesus loved. Like you just said, man of God, unconditional love. We must love unconditional. Because God is love. God is love. When he even shared, when he said in John the 3rd chapter, verse 16, God so loved the world. God so. He so what? He so loved the world. That he gave his only one and begotten son. That whosoever believes
I'm so glad. Oh, I'm so glad.
Should not perish, but have everlasting life. God, even
so
when
glad.
He hung on the cross. He hung on the cross for us. That was love. When he cried out to his father and said, forgive them. Forgive them. With all he went through, he still say forgive them. That was love. That was love. And we must love like Jesus loved. We must love like Jesus loved. You don't have to tell me every day that you love me. Put it in action. Put it in action. Show your love. When you put it in action.
I'm praying for you. You praying for me. We praying.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
I tell some people sometimes I love you, but every day, every Sunday if I go to church, I see you. Hey, Sister Valentine, I love you. Yes, okay. But put it in action. Just don't say it.
Yes.
Just don't say it. Do it. Put it in action.
Show up.
Show me that it activates itself. Yes. One of the greatest things is love.
Yes, it is.
I have a scripture here I want to share. Let me share this scripture. I was reading, and I know God is love. God loves us, y'all. He loves us with everlasting love. He loves us unconditional. And we need to have that same kind of love. Don't go around. Even in the church, I see it for myself.
You say you love me. Sometimes you may see people walk the other way, go down another aisle to keep from speaking to you. I saw this Sunday. I saw this Sunday. This was a young man. He's a minister. And I saw him when I got almost the way he was. This man turned his head. And I said, God, you got it. You touch his heart. Touch his heart. When you see me, I see you. You don't have to go down another aisle to keep from speaking. Because God sees you. God sees you. Because he knows he's all, oh Lord, he knows all and he sees all. He sees you. He sees you. Be for real. We need to be for real. We need to line our life up with the Lord. Line our life up with the Lord. Line it up with the word of God. Be for real. Be for real. Don't go down another aisle to keep from speaking. Don't do it. Love. If you don't want to speak, just don't say nothing then. Because I know I love. I love, I love. And I'm going to love until Jesus come back. And I don't have to say to you every day I love you, because I do. And when people see me, I'm not boasting on myself. I'm not bragging on myself tonight. But I could boast. I could boast in the Lord, because that's what Paul did. I could boast in the Lord. Because when people see me, y'all, this and that this tonight. When people see me, they look at me and they say, hey, millionaire. This young lady tell me that every time she see me. Hello there, millionaire. Or she say, oh, hello there, pretty lady. Or hello there, or whatever they call me. And I know those people mean what they say. Those are the same people. And I say, Lord, what is it going to take? And then I say, I know what it's going to take. It's going to take the mighty power of God to come through some of these ministers, some of these churches. It's going to take a whirlwind. It's going to take the power of God to fall in some of these ministries, some of these churches. And I'm looking for God to do it. I'm looking for a revival to break out in some of these churches. And a fire come through and shake everything that can be shaken. And that's what can't be shaken shall remain. Because I've seen it. I've seen it. And what I do, I pray. I leave out and get in the car with my daughter. And I pray. I say, Renee, I said, I'm looking for God to come through here and shake everything in here to be shaken. And that's what can't be shaken shall remain. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Can I share a prophetic word with you?
Yes, sir.
You won't be there to see it.
Yeah.
And I'm not there, but I'm telling you now, you won't be there to see it. I believe God can change and rock anything, but you won't be there to see it. God has greater things for you. It's time for you to press on. It's time for you to move to another level. It's time for you to plant. It's time for you to kick it off. It's time for kickoff season.
Yes, it is.
You won't be there to see it, though, woman of God.
I received it because my daughter, I've been telling her, God has really been dealing with me. And she say, Mama, you going to church Sunday? We have been hurt so bad at another church. And she don't want to be leaving and leaving and leaving. And I said, you know what? I'm tired of going from church to church. But God has been dealing with me, man of God. You got to move on.
Yes. I told you this 6 months ago. We'll talk about this offline. We'll talk about that offline. You know, I already told you that 6 months ago.
Yes. But I have a script I want to share with you all. Amen.
Please.
Hello, Chalo Koshida Bashanda, Lodo Kosha. Ishana Dio Koshida Bashanda. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm reading out the Amplified Bible. And this is in the fourth chapter. First John, the fourth chapter. And it says, this is what it says. If anyone says, I love you, I love God. I'm sorry. If anyone says, I love God and hate his brother, he's a liar. For he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God,
whom he had not seen. Did y'all get that?
Yes, yes.
How can you say you love me and you see me every day and you have not seen God? And you say you love God, but you see me every day and you say, I love you. You're a liar and the truth ain't in you.
Hmm. Woo.
You're a liar and the truth ain't in you. You can't love me and you see me every day and have not seen God, but you say you love it. You're a liar. This is what the Bible says. You're a liar.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. But I tell you, I didn't even go to, and I put 1 Corinthians chapter 13, because that is the chapter of love. I didn't even speak on that because I knew it would come from somewhere else. But as we go to our next caller, I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines. Carolyn, I'm going to bring you on next. But I want to share this scripture in John 13. And this is in verse 34. It says, a new commandment, this is Jesus speaking, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Stop loving yourself. Love somebody else.
Yes.
Love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, verse 35, by this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. We got to start loving each other more. Now, the woman of God just says, you ain't got to tell me all day. I know there's certain people on this line right now that we don't even talk daily about, I love you, bro, I love you, but I know they love me because I know they're praying for me. I know they're standing in the gap for me. I know they're supporting me. I know they're blessing me. I know they're speaking words of life into me. That's how we show love. And we have to know that God commanded us that we love one another more and more. More, I put you higher. You put me higher. It's a race to push. That's our little new network thing. Push. I'm pushing you higher that you can push me higher. Go ahead and dial one. Yes. Get into this call. Carolyn. You are live. 323 last 42161. Did you have a comment on loving like Jesus?
Yes, I did. Praise the Lord. First, I want to say that this prayer line, you, Pastor E, Minister Michelle and Terry, you guys are love. I mean, I've been to a lot of churches. I have a church home, but nothing has never caught my attention like dialing this number. And periodically during the day, I dial this number. I've grown within a couple of weeks that I've been speaking and sharing with you guys. And it's ironic that the topic is love and you're talking about forgiveness. Well, you and I personally talked last week about an ordeal that I had. But I took it upon myself. I did have to renew my mind because I thought I was like straight and all that. And
right.
I inboxed a person and I apologized for the part that I played in a particular incident. And in being so, they told me they didn't accept my apologies. I humbled myself and I told them, well, God bless you anyway. After I hung up, I found myself praying for that person. When
come on now.
You see how I would have gotten. It would have been a whole, like, three-page book or something. But I humbled myself, and I'm like, you know, I respect your honesty, and God bless you. And I just threw the hands up, the thumbs up on the little inbox thing, and then I began to pray for them. You told me, I believe it was last week, to start praying for others. And I have been very down, but I want all of you guys in this prayer line to know that my spirit is uplifted so much now. Today I started the prayer line conference. Only two people called in, but it was awesome. It was one young guy that was calling from prison, and he was a gang member. And he had no clue that I was fitting to click him in on the prayer line. By the time he hung up, he ended up telling us about an anger problem. He told us that he didn't like his family. We automatically began to intercede for him and pray for his family strength. He called me back later on and told me he had called his mother. So that's a praise report. What I'm learning how to do, and that what I'm finding is that to be so awesome is humbling myself, because it's hard for me to die to my flesh. And I know that being an ordained minister, that's just a title. But it's a title that is of God. And yes. I've noticed my weaknesses. And now being on this prayer line, I see that I also have strength. And my weaknesses are pulling me from my ministerial callings. And yes. and I know that God loves me. I know that I have a lovable heart, but I know that my attitude and sometimes a contrite heart keeps me from staying in the will of God. So you guys are showing me, but most importantly, you are a group of people that lead by examples, and that I know Jesus. That you don't know much about me, but I know that you love me enough to always invite me to call in. You always invite me to talk. You've never shut me off. You've put me in private prayer rooms to talk to me. And I just want to thank you guys. I want to thank Jesus. I want to thank the Lord for
thank you.
Loving me unconditionally when I didn't love myself, when I was sitting in this house in the dark, but I called your number. And I started coming up from under. And now that I'm doing things, you also, the last thing I want to say is, you also told me when I talked about my organization that I didn't have to ask people, that people that I least expected would start calling me. Well, since I inboxed the woman and I forgave her and I asked the Lord to forgive me, and I struggled with it at first, but I knew it was the right thing to do. I knew I was supposed to apologize for the part that I played in. Since then, I've gotten four or five different calls from four or five different people
Jesus.
That wanted to help me with my Mother's Day event.
Jesus.
One Jesus. Of them is a group of motorcycle women. Another one is a lady from Skid Road, of all places. She remembered me from 4 years ago when I bought toys to put in a basket. But this is what I'm talking about, the love of Christ, the love of God.
Yes.
He loved me so much. I seen my wrongs. I made it right. I'm practicing it. And I also started, if I don't have nothing to say, I'll act like my call accidentally dropped, and I'll just hang up my phone politely, and then I'll pray, Lord, please don't let me say the wrong thing, Lord. You know, and then they call back.
Ooh,
I might Lord. Tell a TV
can
lie.
I tell,
like,
can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I got to be transparent with you, because you said something. Well, you guys don't know me. Yes, I do, because I'm just like you. I wanted to say something to you, encouraging, because I'm from the streets, and that is a, you know, when you're from the streets, you're really built rugged. You're really built
yeah.
not to show emotions. You're really built to bounce anything that ain't down with you, my way or the highway. That's what the street tells you, that it's either
exactly.
this way, this culture, or no other way. It takes a lot to get over to the humble side. Girl, when I first started pastoring, I ain't talking about preaching. When I first started pastoring, I was a gangster pastor. Throwing folks out of church and
right.
rolling up on people and fighting in the parks and stuff like that. Oh, thank you, God, that you forgave me. But it takes a lot to know who you are, that now you can help someone else say, we're just the same.
Praise
different
the Lord.
Time limits and different things like that. But, girl, you ain't nothing different than me. I'm just a little bit more seasoned because I had to go through it. Now that I can
right.
share with you transparently, you don't have to go through it. You can now stop it now, and look how God is moving. I want you to
Thank
share
you.
With everyone. Tomorrow is your prayer call. I want you to share that with all time zones. We need prayer warriors. This is prayer. And we know that prayer does not work alone. We have to believe together. We have to stand together. But we must mostly pray together. We want to support that. Please tell everybody the number, the access code, and what time tomorrow.
No, it was today. It was Monday at 3 o'clock. Mondays at 3 o'clock, then, 5, 6,
okay,
6.
So let's get that out
but
there. Mondays at 3 o'clock.
I believe I'm going to change it to 5 because more people are off of work.
Okay.
That's something that I'm working on. But right now it's Mondays at 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock Central, and 6 o'clock Eastern.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. I got something for you. Instead of the afternoon, won't you go fresh in the morning and do something that's going to be comparable to all time zones? A little sacrifice on the Pacific Standard Time, because that will be 5 a.m. our time, 7 on the Central, and 8 on the Eastern. I'm going to tell you right now, that will work, because even our network can support that.
Okay.
Pray on it. Pray on it and see what the Lord says. But I really have been encouraged to tell somebody it's time to start a morning prayer. That we get together, you know, and people don't have to be obligated to the whole hour, 15 minutes. Just get in there and get prayed for, or get your prayer petitions out there. But I tell you what works for me better, morning prayer.
Praise God. And yeah. I just want to thank all
that.
Of you ministers.
It will
all
support
of you guys. I thank all of you guys for the influence you have been on my life and my ministry.
Amen, amen, and we're going to continue to support that. We're going to get you out back down to Compton, but we're also going to be able to try to come up there and help you on some things that we can all partner together here in Southern California. I know Lancaster's a little bit north, but you're still on the other side of the grapevine. So we'll do what we can. We'll stay connected in that. But no, we are loving. This is how you love Jesus. Loving like Jesus is helping each other. I need
Amen.
You, Carolyn. I need you, Minister Michelle. I need you, Evangelist Virginia. I need you, Minister Terry. And we need each other that we can really do what it's called. And I don't have to be in your state. You ain't got to fly me in. I can still help you.
Amen.
Put me on the video. We will preach loud and clear. God bless you, woman of God. Pastor Ray, I see you on there. And I know you ain't been around for a minute, but I'm going to throw you under the bus. Can you talk to us about loving like Jesus? Pastor Ray out of, I don't know what city, but in Georgia. Good evening, woman of God.
Good evening, Pastor E. I just
you know I'll catch you. You know I'm going to catch you. How you doing, sis?
I'm doing pretty good, pretty good. How about you?
I'm loving you like Jesus.
Amen, amen. I miss you guys. I was listening in what I could. And, you know, the love of Jesus is going to withstand no matter what. And just like she was saying about the apology, but continue to pray for her that, you know, God will soften up that heart of hers, that she will be able to receive you for real. Then that way both of you guys can rest. Knowing that, you know, it's going to be okay. But just continue to pray for her. Because like I said, the love of God, it overshadows everything, no matter what. And that, I mean, it's a good topic. It's a good topic. I wish I got in on the beginning of it. I just walked out the door. I was like, let me catch some of this.
The Lord gave me some revelation in the beginning. I'll text you that information. But I just want you to know, you know, we are praying for you constantly, and without even any words being spoken, God favors you. And
Amen.
God, most
Amen.
Of all, is impressed with your commitment to do what you got to do to get where you got to go. I'm going to say that
Amen.
Again.
Amen.
God is impressed with you doing what you have to do to go where you have to go. And I think you'll put all those pieces together in that without me going into depth. But I just wanted you to be encouraged
Amen.
Tonight. You're not on the wrong path. You're not selfish. You're not any words that have been spoken to you. You are on the right path of doing what you must do to go where God
Amen.
Wants you to go.
Amen. Amen. I receive it, Pastor E. I receive it.
Minister Michelle,
Amen.
How about your home, girl?
Well, hello, Pastor Ray. I love you, and I miss you.
I love you, too. I love you, too. I miss you guys.
We miss you.
Yeah,
it's been a long
time.
Oh,
no. You can't shake us. You still on the team. No. We know this is a seasonal thing. We know this is a seasonal thing, and that's just how it goes. You know, some things come up, and we got to do what we got to do so we can go where God wants us to go. I cannot stop telling you that. Keep doing what you're doing because he know you're doing it to go where he wants you to go.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much.
We love you.
I love you guys too. I do.
Love you, big sis.
All right.
Amen. Love you too.
Minister Charlene out of San Diego, California. I know you loving Jesus. You guys are still alive. Don't worry. You ain't got to hang up. If the Lord sparks your spirit on something about loving like Jesus, we'll bring you back in. Pastor Ray, you're still alive. Minister Michelle, you know you're still alive. Evangelist Virginia, I'm going to bring you back in a minute as closing. Minister Terry, you're also there. Minister Charlene, how are you, woman of God? I'm loving you like Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Let's talk Jesus. I'm loving you and everybody else like Jesus. Amen. Hey, can I be real? It's a press. But the more I love, the less of me there is. Praise the Lord.
Wait, can you say that again? I need to write that down. That is a press.
I said, it is a press to love like Jesus. I said, but the more that I press into love, you know what I'm saying? It's more of him and it's less of me. Because me, myself, and I need the love of Jesus continually abiding within me. Because as I die to self, it's more of Jesus that's coming out of me, more of his agape love, more of his love that he has for me is the love he has for everybody else. Amen.
Ooh, Jesus. Amen. Oh, no, I know that ain't, no, wait a minute, hold on. I know.
That ain't it,
I know, I'm just playing with you.
Okay, I'm going to tell you where it came from. Okay, so I thank you for your scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. But these two scriptures came to me, and it's, you know, when you talk about something rocking your world, okay, Matthew chapter 5, verse 20 says, Jesus is talking, he said, for I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. And then another scripture that came to me was Matthew chapter 23, 27 through 28. It says, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto whitest sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so, ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. And what I got out of that was the love of God, the love that Jesus has. Those, when one minute everybody was saying, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest, and then the next minute they're saying, crucify him. But who was in the crowd of those saying Hosanna? There were scribes, Pharisees, the righteous, those that wanted something from Jesus. But those that were saying crucify him, they were the religious people. They were scribes, Pharisees, Sadducees, and those that wanted and did receive something from Jesus. They received teaching. They received encouragement. They received love, hope, healing, and life. They received a whole lot from Jesus. But they were in that crowd saying, crucify him. So, you know, with the love that God wants us to have, we have the Eros love. That's a passionate love. We have a filios love, which is a brotherly love and friendship love. But the agape love that Jesus displayed was the love he had towards his friends, the lost, and that of his enemies. So when I say it's oppressed, oh, yes. You know, it feels uncomfortable to love, love your enemies. It feels uncomfortable to love those who you feel and discern it, that they're jealous of you and they're envious of you and they don't even know you. But you can discern it. You can feel it. But God said, love. That's his answer to the uncomfortableness that we're pressing through is love. You know? Because you can feel it. If you be honest, you can feel it. You can feel it. A person doesn't have to say anything. It's not throwing salt on nobody, but you're human, so you can feel when you're hated. But Jesus said, marvel not that the world hates you. He said, because it hated me before it hated you. So that's why I say it's a press. But it's okay, because I'm pressing to love like God loves, so that it'll be less of me trying to love and more of the love that God has for me could come out and I could love others with his love, his agape love. Amen? Praise God.
You need to say that again. That's less of me trying to love. Because
well, no,
we try
saying,
to love. Oh,
yeah,
No. I'm saying I agree with you. I agree with you because less of me trying to love takes me all the way out the equation because I didn't have relationships that was all about me. I didn't did this all about me. And that was, I know how to love. You don't know how to love until you learn how God loved you first. That's what I mean.
Right.
And I'm in agreement with what you're saying.
Okay, so what I mean by that, like more of me, more less of me. Okay, so in my heart, in my consciousness, I'm thinking, oh, you know, it wasn't easy to love people because I would be offended and I wouldn't love them back, or I wasn't receiving them, or, you know, it's easy to shut somebody down, shut them out, be done with them. But when I came to the Lord, his word came to me to say forgive and to love. So then in that, I'm actually learning that that you know, you say you have to come up, you know, it's like rock your world because you have to, in love, the love of God, he doesn't necessarily compromise with us. He tells us to come up, you know, repent and change. So I'm talking about, you know, understanding, communication, you know, the kind of love where where you're not compromising in sin. You're trying to, you know what I'm saying, like come to, it's like you put it all on the table and come to an understanding. You know what I'm saying, like I can accept my wrong, grow up, and walk in that, not trying to, you know, have somebody turn, to, you know, go do things my way, like you said, hit the highway, my way, hit the highway. But it's just growing up into maturity where I'm learning from my mistakes, and that's what's changing me instead of me trying to, you know, just, you know, you deal with stuff, you cope with stuff because you just kind of want to, like, how long is this conversation going to be going? I just want to get this over with, but I'm not addressing the issues. You know, the love is
yes,
going to be willing to address the issues on both ends, whether this person's right or wrong. The issue, the focus is not who's right. The focus is where is the love? Can we grow up into this? You know what I'm saying? See?
Ooh, somebody need to hear that in the forgiveness realm because it's not looking at who's right or who's wrong. How can we elevate God in the forgiveness realm? Because he forgave first. He died first. He loved first. He gave all first.
Oh, see, God has to be in the equation because, see, if God is shaking you up to tell you you wrong, you need to repent of that. You need to ask for forgiveness. You don't really know until the light bulb turns on. And then, like the lady said, you go and ask somebody for forgiveness and you come in with a humble heart. First of all, God saw your heart was humble. You know, if he wakes you up to where your own stuff, you know, then, yeah, it's a shocker because he's like, oh, man, I got to go apologize. How they going to receive that? And then I don't know if they will, if they won't. Yeah, you'll be shocked if they do forgive you. But you're still coming up. If they don't, what? You have to accept the fact that that's where
you just
got to
keep
right
praying.
Now.
Well, that's where I wish you'd have been here in the beginning. I know you got your business and everything going. But I shared five powerful ways to love like Jesus. Number one, you hit it, forgiveness. And it has to be a choice, not a feeling. Number two was sacrifice, meaning putting my needs aside and somebody else's first. Number three, we had to pray. Praying for people, unconditional love, especially when they my enemy. I'm going to pray for you more. Number four, tell somebody about God, about the love of Jesus. And number five, be humble. See how you weren't even on the line, but you just spoke all five of those areas in the same phrase that we must submit and make an impact. Are we ready to make an impact? I'm talking to everybody that hear my voice tonight. Are we really ready to make an impact? I called out people 2 weeks ago. Can we start an epidemic of Jesus?
Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, God.
An epidemic. That spreads. All you got to do is just be in contact with people. All you got to do is just let your germs go. I'm really being real with you today because an epidemic is normally a sickness. But we want to get an epidemic of life.
Yes, Lord.
I'm not going to speak another negative word to nobody, even when you do me wrong.
Thank you, Jesus.
Even when you ain't making the mark, I'm going to talk you into the mark. Loving like Jesus. Come on, we got a few more minutes. Anybody else can get in this conversation? Don't be scared. It's all right. Oh, wait, I was talking about, that's how they say it in Houston, scared. Don't be scared. If y'all want to get in on this conversation, come on, get in it. Let's do this thing.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Five, four, three. No, this Pastor is silly. I love Let's Talk Jesus, because the joy of the Lord gives you that spirit of liberty. That you can be transparent and still have fun with each other. This epidemic of Jesus is that, first of all, he going to make you the coolest person you ever were. You thought you was cool. Come on over here and let him show you how to really be cool. You thought you was dedicated, down, and sold out for something? Come on over here and he'll show you how to really be sold out. And then on top of that, oh, my God, if you thought you was getting treated good somewhere, come on over here, and he'll teach you how you'll be treated good for the rest of the eternity in heaven. Not on earth, but in heaven. Area code 214, last four, 9139. Can we celebrate loving like Jesus?
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. I love you guys.
We loving you like Jesus.
Yes, you are. Praise God. I just really, really enjoyed everything that everybody said, because everything I wanted to say has already been said. But I just want to stay committed to walk in the God kind of love, you know, because perfect love casts out fear. Mm-hmm. And so I try to be rooted and grounded, you know, in love, because, you know, we need that right now. We need that for ourselves as well as we loving our neighbors. You know, this was one of the Ten Commandments. Amen. To walk in love.
Amen.
So,
That's right.
And I was just enjoying everybody, you know, that when we bear up everything. And I like the part that you said about, you know, we don't want to take account for every evil done to us, paying no attention to the, you know, to suffering wrong. And, you know, when somebody do something wrong, we got to love them. We just got to pray for them. I enjoyed Evangelist Virginia was saying, we have to pray for these people. You know, forgive them, Lord, for they know not what they're doing. But we that see them, we know to cover them and to bless them and to love them. You know, they don't know what we know. We know about the fruit of righteousness. We know that if we flow in the love, then we can give back the love with wisdom.
Yeah.
But you know, woman of God, see, I was gonna come in on that on the end when Evangelist Virginia said that. But let me just look at the dynamics of this. He was hung on the cross with stakes in his hands, stakes in both feet. I even imagine when he said it, they was poking him in the side with the spear. And he said, forgive him in the midst of his pain, in the midst of, can somebody just put yourself in that position right there? Would that be what's on your heart?
Yeah.
To say, forgive him in the midst of the agony. Most of us say forgive him after it then went away, after we just spent some time to forget. This was in the motion of all of the, he had been drugged up the road of Calvary. And then put in a disrespectful place, worse than the two thieves and the murderer on the left and the right. They weren't pierced through their hands. They were tied. They weren't pierced through their feet, because normally in crucifixion, if you hung somebody that long, they gonna die. But they went to an extra level of torture.
Wow.
And he still said, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
My Lord.
Do we really acknowledge how dynamic that is to say, I ain't forgiving people that just road rage me. I'm not forgiving people that stole my spot. I'm not forgiving people who got in line before me. Instead of saying, wow, if I desire to follow him, that means I deny myself, take up my cross. Come on, you got to stretch your hands and get pierced in your hands and pierced in your feet and poked in your side right now, because that's when you take up your cross and say, no matter what the pain is, I still love them.
Yes, Lord.
I'm still loving like Jesus. See, I didn't want to go there too soon because some people get scared on that because that means it's going to cost me something. You mean I got to sacrifice something? And you mean that it's going to be hurtful sometimes, but I still must love like Jesus?
Yeah.
Wow.
My Lord.
And I'm going to say this, and you guys can get in. You guys can come on in on this part of the conversation, but this ain't just for me. This is for each and every one of us. Mandated.
Wow.
Yes,
can I
say Evangelist Virginia, is that mandated, Evangelist? Because you started this when you said, you better love your enemy. Is this mandated that even though you make me mad,
that
I need to tell you I love you instead?
Yeah.
Okay.
Look, and mean it.
Oh,
now
Jesus,
say
come
you
on now.
Mean it.
Yes.
You got to mean it from your heart.
Yeah,
yes.
Amen.
Don't just talk about it. Let's be about it.
Yeah.
I heard you talking about being humble.
Oh, yeah.
I heard you talking about being humble.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, Jesus, he said, humble yourself unto the mighty hands of God, and he'll exalt you in due time.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
humble yourself.
Well, do y'all know when my due time is? Does anybody on this broadcast know when my due time is?
Now.
It's your due time. It's when?
Now.
It's
right
your
now.
Due time right now.
Right now.
I love it when we all start shaking our heads together. We ain't saying nothing else. We just sit back shaking our heads together like, it's my time. It's my time.
Yes,
it's my season.
Yes, it
okay.
is.
Okay.
To start loving like Jesus. We need an epidemic, y'all. I am not going to stop this for the rest of this season of 2017 about the epidemic.
Yes.
Y'all know I get on something. I don't quit. Epidemic.
You talking about the epidemic. That's catching.
Epidemic. I know that's right.
Epidemic. That's epidemic of Jesus.
That's now. Yeah.
That's right.
Yes.
Let that be the, my God, you know, when they talk about diseases in other countries, my God, and it just goes all the way haywire. My Lord, yes, the love of God. Let
you,
it go.
He said, go into all nations, all over the world, all over. You better start your epidemic in your own city.
Glory.
Stop trying to go to Africa. Stop trying to go across the seas. Start your own epidemic in your own street.
Right now.
Not your own state,
right.
Just your own street.
Okay. Yes, I receive it. Yes. Now.
Yes, right now.
And do you know, and somebody gonna say, well, how do I do this? It says, let your light shine.
Yes.
When you let your light shine, the epidemic takes over because Jesus is the light and the light changes things. And it changes things right now. But if you don't never shine the light, nobody ever know how to get out of darkness.
Yes. I went to the church, man of God. I was on my way and my daughter to the store, and I was the Lord had given me that topic. Let your light shine. And on my way to the store the other day, I saw a sign. And the sign was in big writing. It said, let your light shine. Mm. Let your light shine. When I looked at it and saw that, I said, oh my God.
Let it shine, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Epidemic Jesus, 2017.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, it's important for us to spread Jesus. It's not just for me. Look what Pastor E doing. Look how God is blessing him. No, this is just an example of how he can bless you.
Yes. Hallelujah.
It's your time to shine. It's your time to rise. It's your time to go higher. It's your time to tell somebody. It's your time to shine now.
It's your time to shine.
And tell somebody about Jesus. And that's why I love Mondays, because talking about Jesus is allowing him to shine.
Yes, Lord.
Take me out there, crazy God.
Yes, Lord.
I'll sing for you. I'll preach for you. I'll work for you. I'll labor for you. I'll serve for you. I'll do whatever, but let your light shine through me.
Jesus.
So nobody can't see me. Because when the light of Jesus shines, they can't even see you no more. That's why that brother. That's why that brother went down the aisle away from you, Evangelist Virginia. They didn't see you no more. They said a light shining. Don't you know the Bible says darkness cannot comprehend light?
The light. That's it. I know that.
They weren't running from you. They was running from the light.
From the light.
Yes.
Oh Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I might have stepped on a toe, but that's okay. The truth hurts, but the truth will set you free. Don't get discouraged. There was something wrong with you. It was something right with you. The light is shining brightly.
Yes.
People don't want to come around that because they got darkness.
Yes.
And the light will reveal all darkness. Because what you do in the dark will come to the what? Will come to the what?
Light.
Light.
That's the
truth. If you're doing wrong, why would you? You know, I mean, I said this to somebody last week. I said, if you're doing wrong, why would you go over there with a light shining?
Yes,
that's the last place you want to go. Somebody ought to be encouraged tonight that you are the light of Christ. That's why folks is running from you, don't want to answer your phone calls, don't want to do this, and don't want to support because they got darkness in their light, and if they get around you, they're going to get exposed.
Oh, God, Jesus. My Lord.
Mm-hmm. That's a word. That's a word in itself.
That's a light shining.
That's
your light shine.
People always walking around like something's wrong with me. Ain't nothing wrong with you. It's the light that's in you that's wrong with other people.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Lord.
You can't put it
y'all on. Meditate on that one for a minute. I'm gonna let y'all marinate that one for a minute because we always want approval from people. People ain't gonna approve you because they don't match you.
Yes,
Lord on the throne.
They try to put your light out. Misery loves company. They don't want to see your light.
Better
shake it off. Somebody ought to shake it off tonight.
Glory.
Shake it out tonight.
Pastor, yeah,
you got a purpose.
There,
you have a purpose.
Yes.
You got a purpose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anything that is not in alignment with the light, you got to get away from it.
Got to get away.
God ain't gonna remove it. God ain't gonna take it away. God ain't gonna. It's your responsibility to get yourself out of darkness and stay in the light.
Amen.
Anything that's not, watch this. Now watch this. Anything that does not replicate the light, you got to get away from. You got to shake it. They'll get it one day. But this is your time
to shine.
Glory to God.
And if you think you can only shine on Sundays and go in darkness on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and think you're light, no, it ain't. You lying to yourself. That's makeup. That's pretend. That's somebody talking to you in words. Let me tell you something. Your light got to be consistent all day, every day.
Every day.
That's right.
Yes, Lord.
That's right.
Y'all be setting me up. Y'all be getting me on fire. But the word is true.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
And we're going to speak the word. Go ahead, woman of God.
Yes,
thank you, God. You said it, Father, I bless and pray for those who persecute me, who are cruel in their attitude toward me. You know, I thank God because that light did shine in Evangelist Virginia. That light shined so bright that they had to run and go another direction.
If we could take this to a level of prayer right now, we need to pray right now. Because don't you know that when the word of truth goes forward, the enemy has nothing else to do with you to attack somebody out there that's on this broadcast. If we let it go unattended, they're going to lose everything that they just gained in the last 5 minutes. So we pray in agreement. I want to put some people, if anybody on the line has somebody you need to add to this list, I want you to speak their names tonight because we must pray more. But I want to pray for Barbara Campbell. She had a stroke. Mighty woman of God has raised her family, but her season is not over. Barbara Campbell, Jessica and Jaden. Mm-hmm. Jessica was having prenatal problems. Jaden was birthed fine, but we want to continue to pray for the mother for no depression, no negativity, nothing to come against her body. We want to pray for Brother George. His mind is being attacked. that, Lord, you just enrich his mind right now with memory in the mighty name of Jesus. We want to pray for Misha Page. She had a loss. Her son, her child was taken from her. I don't know the full details, but she needs prayer right now in the city of Compton. Right now, the Now Network, P2P Ministries, Pastor E, all our covenant members on this prayer list. But we are interceders here on the Now Network, and you guys know your name. You know what you do behind the scenes. You know what you've been called to. We want to pray the prayer of agreement that is not by any device or any prerequisite or by any selfish need, but by the power of faith. We want to pray right now that just us agreeing, everything is already done. That not by my stripes, not by my circumstances, but by the stripes of Jesus, I've already been made whole. So I claim wholeness for every person spoken this prayer right now, every person that is being prayed for, every person that is in lack right now, that you be full of the Holy Spirit by Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now that healing, transformation, deliverance, and freedom is being spoke by faith, and it's already done. Not on earth yet, but in heaven. So we pray, our Father who art in heaven, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven right now. Move. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us, Lord, of our debtors, that we can forgive all.
Forgive us, Lord.
And that we can stand in your righteousness, that you get all the honor, all the glory, all the praise right now. It is your will be done.
Your will, Jesus.
Your will be done.
Your will, Jesus.
Your will be done.
Your will, Lord.
Your will be done, Heavenly Father. Your will be done. Your will be done. Your will be done. Your will be done.
Your will, Lord. Thy will be done.
From the east to the west to the north to the south, not where we are geographically, but because we are spiritually connected as one right now, be magnified, glorified, and lifted up with the already done.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Jesus.
Let the testimony of the saints be spoken on the already done.
Hallelujah.
Let the redeemed say so because of the already done.
Yes, it's already done. It's finished.
It's finished.
Oh, Jesus, we change our position right now, Heavenly Father God. We change our position to get in line with you. Of the already done.
It's already done.
We want to meet you right now, Jesus, in the already done. We want to fellowship with you right now, Jesus, in the already done. And we want to worship you in spirit and truth in the already done.
In the already done.
In Jesus' name.
In
Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Don't hang up. Stay on this call. Listen to this song today.
Amazing grace, how sweet.
Oh, Jesus.
The sound.
Sometimes you got to take it back.
That saved
a wretch like me.
A wretch like me. I'm found. I was blind, but now I see.
A grace.
Appreciate it, but guess what? You were mostly beautifully made by God. You are God's greatest miracle. Don't let anybody tell you anything different. And you can do all things through Jesus Christ, who strengthens you, just like he strengthens me and everybody else that you see moving. God can do the same thing for you when you believe, when you trust, and you move in your purpose. Thank you, family. Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.